Thank you. Malcolm is going to come and read for us the passage this morning from the Bible. No, not Malcolm. Barry Linger is. Sorry, not Malcolm. Barry Linger is. Thank you, Barry. And then Lisa's coming to share a word with us. Thank you.
Reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Lord, we thank you for your word to us today. Lord, we pray that your spirit would open our hearts and minds, that you will be able to speak to us. Draw us closer to you. Challenge us. Inspire us. Excite us to share your word and bring in your kingdom. Enable us to worship you, the King of Kings, in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Where are the wise men now? Demanded Mrs. Alexander. The rehearsal for the nativity play was not going well. Originally, her hope had been that she might get through it without having to raise her voice to the glass. But she'd given up that idea a long time ago. For some reason, it was impossible to keep the class together. And she'd used up more energy trying to get them all to sit down and wait for their turn than to get them to perform. The wise men were the worst, forever wandering off. Okay, so they had the longest to wait, but every time she turned around, they'd gone again. First, they were looking for Golden Frankenstein. They wanted to bring him to the stable. Then they were making crowns to wear. And so Mrs. Alexander explained, yet again, that they didn't need props or costumes because the dress rehearsal wasn't until tomorrow. All they needed was imagination and patience. But patience was now what Mrs. Alexander had lost. Which is why when they disappeared again, she shouted, "Where are the wise men now?" Just then, Tom, one of the missing wise men, appeared at the back of the hall. He was alone and clearly hadn't grasped the depth of the problem as he looked at the rest of the class all in their places on the stage. And he called out to Mrs. Alexander, "Please, miss, we're looking for the baby." At that moment, Tom had no idea that he had just reflected a verse from the Bible. Neither did Mrs. Anderson. nor did they have any idea of the relevance of that statement. Wise men and women are still looking for Jesus. They want to know him and worship him. Although they may appear a long way off at times, they may be looking in the wrong places, they may even be unsure of who it is they're really looking for. But they do know that there is someone, somewhere, who can bring hope to their world and change their lives forever. The Magi also had this hope as they embarked on their journey of discovery. They had a good idea that this child was more than just a king. He could be the one who was going to change the world forever. Although they may never have fully understood quite how that would happen, despite the significance of their gifts as they came to pay homage to him. They were strangers from a distant land, and yet their arrival shows that Advent brings hope which transcends every boundary. The Magi were the first to proclaim that Jesus was the King of the Jews, and yet they were unlikely candidates to make such an announcement in more ways than one. We heard first of all that they'd travelled from the east. These weren't locals who'd perhaps heard something of the visits from angels and the news surrounding the birth of Jesus. They were from a distant land, maybe Arabia, maybe Babylon. If they'd come from Babylon, they'd have travelled approximately 900 miles. The hope Jesus brings certainly crosses geographical boundaries. But these men were also Gentiles. We know that by the way they describe Jesus as being the King of the Jews. There were many Jewish colonies in the East, and it's likely that the Magi were aware of the Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah. But they themselves were not Jewish. But the hope of Jesus goes far beyond geographical boundaries, reaching into every culture, to all people across the world. The Magi were not only Gentiles, they were astrologers. The term Magi means magician, and originally referred to a tribe of priests in Persia who were possibly Zoroastrians, but it also went on to be applied to magicians and astrologers. Magi were generally leading figures in the religious court life of their country, and they often used astrology and magic in their work. Now, in the ancient world, most people believed in astrology, and if there was an unusual astronomical event, people tended to see this as a sign of a significant occurrence, that God was doing something new in the universe. There's been many suggestions about what the Magi actually saw. Was it an angel? Was it a supernatural occurrence? Or was it a natural astronomical event that was used by God? The most popular explanation has been that it was a conjunction of the planets Saturn and Jupiter. But a few years ago, another explanation was given by an Australian astronomer, David Reneke, who reported that research had shown the Christmas star to be a conjunction of the planets Venus and Jupiter. He said his studies were not an attempt to decry religion. They were really backing it up, because it showed that there really was a bright object appearing in the east at exactly the right time. I find it really remarkable that there are studies still taking place today to try and explain what happened. But I find it even more incredible that whatever the explanation for the star is, God used it to reach out to a group of astrologers from the East. The hope of Jesus really does transcend every boundary, geographical, cultural, circumstantial, spiritual. Yet when we hear how God reached out to the Magi, I wonder, do we really, truly, deep down believe that God can transcend every boundary today? Or are there moments for us when we think there are some people that are just too far beyond his reach, people that God wouldn't speak through or minister to? I heard of an example a few years ago that's perhaps more familiar than we might care to admit. A minister contacted a young person they were mentoring to arrange their next meeting. But the minister was told that the parents of the young person no longer thought it was a good idea for him to continue as their child's mentor. The minister was surprised. He thought it had been going well. And through conversation, he discovered that the parents were unhappy to hear that he, the minister, had recently attended a concert of Eminem, an American rapper. Now they realised this, they felt he wasn't suitable to mentor their child. So the minister said, "Can I meet with you and talk this through with you?" He chatted with the parents and he asked whether they believed that God is omnipresent. "Of course," came the reply. "So," he said, "do you believe that God was present at the gig?" Reluctantly, they agreed. "And do you believe that God can speak to and through anyone, whatever their background or interest?" "Yes," they said. "So, is it possible that God could be at work in the life of this American rapper in ways unknown? Could God even choose to use him for his purposes?" They agreed it was possible. The minister went on to explain he didn't condone the behaviour of the music star, he didn't agree with some of his lyrics, but he did believe that God could reach out to him and through him, because God is a God who transcends all boundaries. His name is higher than any other. He is more powerful than any who may come against him. And the priest said, "God wants to reach out to this rapper and those who follow him as much as he does to the people in our church, in our family, and in our friendship circles." Perhaps today we can be guilty of falling into the same trap. We can forget that God is omnipresent, that he's with us wherever we go. We can maybe lose sight of the power of God, who can speak to and through individuals wherever they're from, whatever their background, whatever their social status or their spiritual understanding. We may even be afraid of such people. But either way, we're certainly not rushing to share the good news with them. And yet, who would have thought that God would choose to use men who study the stars to be the first to worship the new king? Advent brings hope which transcends every boundary, so that all might worship the king. All might worship, everyone, including those whose lifestyle seems far from Jesus, and those whose spirituality seems misguided, and those who are not like us. All who might worship the king, everyone, including those who seem far from God right now. So don't give up on those special folk who you long to see come into God's kingdom. They might have a far distance to travel, but the hope of Jesus can travel as far as they are. Hope reaches out to every one of us. And since the reach of hope transcends every boundary, then as followers of Jesus, we should be prepared to do the same. So let me encourage you this morning to be prepared to meet Jesus in unexpected places. Because God is all-powerful and ever-present and not confined to our church building or even our own social networks. Look for Jesus, just as the Magi did, and be ready to meet him in unexpected ways. We can never predict what God is going to do. He is a God of surprises. But if we aren't prepared for that, then we could end up missing out. Did you notice in verse 4 that Herod called together the chief priests and the teachers of the law to find out where Christ will be born? And they knew right away. In Bethlehem, they replied. They knew the answer. And yet they weren't the ones who were hurrying off to worship the king. They knew their scriptures. They had prophecies in front of them. But they didn't expect the Messiah to be born this way. And so they didn't find him. Perhaps there's a warning here for us, that it's sometimes possible for us to be so caught up in the way we think things should happen that we miss what God is doing right in front of us. Don't miss out on the work of God. Look for Jesus in unexpected places. In contrast, just look at the faith of the Magi. In all honesty, they had very little to go on. They perhaps knew something of the Old Testament prophecies. They definitely understood the stars. And they believed that God was doing something new because of this strange sight in the sky. Was this the King of the Jews? They had to find out. So they packed up and started an incredibly long journey and went to Bethlehem to worship the king. They knew so little, but they believed so much. God is at work today in many ways, known and unknown. My prayer today is that he will open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to help us to look for Jesus and see what he's doing, and to allow him to transcend every boundary in us, so that as we come to know his greatness more, we can not only worship him ourselves, but we can also show others the way to the Saviour. Advent brings hope which transcends every boundary, so that all might worship the King. And if everyone can worship, then we should be ready to direct anyone to find the Saviour, Jesus. I wonder which people today we think are beyond reach. Is it those who seem to have so much materially, they have little need of God? Is it those we know whose lives are devastated by tragedy and they struggle to believe in God? Is it those whose spiritual hunger leads them somewhere other than church? Maybe someone else comes to mind. But whoever it is, would you be ready to show them the way to the Saviour? No one would have imagined that God would choose a group of astrologers from the East to worship Jesus as King. But he did. And today there are many others who are seeking the King, but they just don't know where to find him. Are you willing to direct them? I honestly believe the power of God is so great it can reach anyone, anywhere. Are we ready to accept the opportunity to be part of that? A couple of friends of mine each year set up a stall at the Mind, Body and Spirit Festival in London. And I know that London City Mission are one organisation that do something similar. The work they do points people to Jesus. But the people they're working with are those who are seeking a spiritual encounter far away from the church. In the midst of all the New Age displays, the spiritualists, and all kinds of other spiritual activity, these people set out to declare the truth by using what is already familiar to those who are seeking. And what happens? People meet Jesus. People meet Jesus there because those people are willing to go and engage with them. So who are the people who might be looking for a saviour today? And how far out of our way are we prepared to go to direct them? Maybe it isn't the people that we don't know who are hardest to reach. Sometimes it can be our closest family and friends. But if we believe that the reach of hope transcends every boundary, then God can work in their lives too. Are we ready to make the most of every opportunity to speak of our faith? To tell others what Jesus has done for us? We might not get an opportunity like that every day, but we certainly wouldn't want to miss it when it comes along, just because we don't know what to say. I want to encourage you this morning to be ready to show anyone the way to the Saviour. Those you know, those you don't know, those we're friends with, those who maybe intimidate us, those who are like us, and those whose lives couldn't be further away. Advent brings hope which transcends every boundary. So look for Jesus. Look for the King and show the way to the Saviour so that everyone might worship him. Let's take a moment of silence and then we'll pray together. Loving God, we want to thank you this morning that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you that you reign in majesty and in power. Thank you that you are at work in us and through us and in our world in ways that we have no idea. Thank you that you choose to use us to bring in your kingdom and be part of your mission of transformation within our world. Lord, for those of us today who haven't yet acknowledged you as our King, our Lord, our Saviour, give us the courage, like the Magi, to search for you, to kneel before you, and to worship you and make you King of our lives. And Lord, for those of us this morning who do know you and who follow you, help us to find you and see you at work in unexpected places. And help us to be ready to make the most of every opportunity to direct others to you, that they might be part of your family and come to worship you too. In Jesus' name, amen.